This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch, Friday morning edition. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight right here as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group Tampa flagship station here in Tampa, Florida, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, as well as across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. And a special shout-out goes, as always, to our active-duty military and our veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, firefighters, and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working tonight, regardless of what it is, how you're doing, where you're doing it, why you're doing it, thank you for keeping America rolling along. Now, let's not forget also that we also are available on Facebook. You can find us at the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page over on Parler, the Captain's America Third Watch, and on Twitter, at Captain's America, and our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Now, joining us right now, a longtime friend of the show. We haven't talked to him in a while. We made connections again, and here we go. Wayne Allen Root, good morning, sir.
Captain Matt, how are you?
I'm busier than a one-armed paper hanger, but we always start with the Pledge of Allegiance, and then we get going. Are you ready, sir?
Sure.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two great words, ladies and gentlemen, under God. Our country was created on Judeo-Christian values. Well, we start the show off with you again, and once again, a brand new book on your part called Trump Rules. We want to encourage everybody to go to rootforamerica.com or amazon.com and check it out. Trump Rules.
Yeah, Amazon's the place to go, of course. Root for America is my website, but Amazon is the place to go. It's number one. It has been all week in quite a few categories, and it's got nothing to do with politics, nothing at all, but everything to do with Trump's mindset and Trump's attitude. And when you read it, you'll figure out exactly where this election is going to go and whether Donald Trump will concede or not. It's all in Trump Rules. You will love it. It's a business book. It's a success book. It's a personal development book. It changed my life. Everything I have in life I owe to the Trump Rules. I studied Trump for 40 years since I was 18 years old. I'm 59 now, so 41 years of studying Trump since I'm a freshman in college at Columbia University, and I figured this guy out, and I studied him and spent my life modeling him, and look where it got me. Youngest anchorman in America at CNBC and youngest political candidate in the history of New York State, 21 years old, and reality show producer and nationally syndicated radio show and TV show, and life's been good to me, and I owe it to Donald Trump. So this is the book, Trump Rules. Great Christmas present. Anyone in your life who loves Trump will love this book. Amazon.com, Trump Rules.
Well, when I ran across him, it was in the fire service, and I was doing building inspections, and that's where I actually ran into him then, and I found out that he was one of the guys that everybody in the union liked. So there you go. Now, that being said, I got to ask you a question. Everybody in my audience, when I told them you were going to come on the show, they said, what the hell is going on in Nevada? Why can't Trump win in Nevada?
You know, I've done interviews for 2 weeks now, you know, before the election and the day of the election and the day after the election. You know, I like to talk about the nation, but everybody wants to know, Wayne, your boots are on the ground in Las Vegas and you've lived there 20 years and what's going to happen? I've disappointed people for 2 weeks. That's why I hate when you bring up Nevada, because I've never made anyone happy with my answer. Nevada is run by a horrible Democrat by the name of Steve Sisolak, who's mentally insane. He has Trump derangement syndrome. He would never, he'd rather give his left leg, give his left arm, give his eye than let Trump ever win the state, let alone if it was the state that would determine the presidency. Never, 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 ever was Nevada in play. I said this from day one. Steve Sisolak will never let Trump win Nevada if he has to manufacture 100,000 ballots himself. If he has to sit there for 3 weeks and fill out 100,000 forms, he'll make sure Trump always loses, and that's exactly what's happening. You're not going to win Nevada. So keep it out of your vocabulary. This election never had anything to do with Nevada. This election could be won if we get Arizona, if we get Georgia. We're now keeping North Carolina. They awarded us Alaska. All you need is Pennsylvania, and we win. And you still got a chance for Wisconsin as well.
Yeah.
So it's never been about Nevada, and you cannot win Nevada. Trust me. You can't do it. It's crooked. It's dirty. It's union stealing it. It's ballot harvesting stealing it.
Yeah.
It's illegal aliens stealing it. You name it. It's homeless people stealing it. It's dead people stealing it. Nevada cannot be won. I'm sorry to tell you.
Well, that's what we've been telling everybody, because we did a little bit of checking on it ourselves and found out that that was a horse that wasn't going to be able to be ridden. But the deal is we watched what's happened in Georgia. Stacey Abrams, who's from Georgia, who got caught for ballot harvesting, which is illegal in the state of Georgia, during her election for governor, she ran the Get Out the Vote campaign for the Biden folks all across the country. And now we're seeing some of her efforts going on in Pennsylvania, where we've seen, God knows, just about everything under the sun. Georgia, the same thing. However, the good news is that today we found out that one of the Pennsylvania judges is going to, he said that the Secretary of State, Pennsylvania Secretary of State, overstepped her authority when she changed the election deadline. So everything that was done after the original deadline looks like is going to be tossed out.
Well, that's what it appears, but, you know, you don't know. You just have no idea who's on our side and who's not. I can't tell you the amount of very, very brilliant lawyers that I've had on my show in the last few days. And let me tell you, I don't want to be negative. I want Trump to win. I believe the election was stolen, you know, with every ounce in my heart, in my soul, every capillary in my body. The election was stolen. They're such dirty players. They committed fraud. They committed massive, massive fraud on so many levels. They wouldn't let any Republicans in the room to count the ballots in so many of these states like Pennsylvania. Terrible. But all my lawyers that come on the show keep telling me the odds of the Supreme Court or any other court overturning an election are very slim.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Hold on, and Wayne will be right back with Wayne Allyn Root, everybody. Don't go anywhere. Kathy is going to take us to break and tell you how to get a hold of us.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Parise.
Yep, that's Wayne Allyn Root. We'll get right back to Wayne Allyn Root in a second. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends of Relief Factor. Now, I take Relief Factor, and I have been for about 5 years, and the reason I take it is partially because of the ingredients, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, which helps support the body's natural response to inflammation. I have a problem with my left ankle. Swelling my left leg as well, because that's the injury I suffered from the World Trade Center. And it also helps to lower or eliminate pain by going straight to the source. It's 100% drug-free. It also supports a healthy response to the inflammation and decreases discomfort you'll have. And it supports the healing process by giving you healthier joints and muscles, too. The three-week quick start costs $19.95. Go there, check it out. The website they gave me for you is relieffactor.com. .com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Go over there and try the 3 week quick start. It's only $19.95. All right, back to our friend Wayne Allyn Root from Las Vegas, Nevada. How's everything in lost wages? That's
yeah,
what I used to call it.
Let me tell you a little story that I think your listeners will be very interested in hearing. So, in the last 2.5 weeks, everything I'm saying is obviously interesting enough that I've attracted 50,000 new fans at Twitter. Mm-hmm. So I'm up to 126,000 fans at Twitter. and Twitter suspended me today.
Oh, boy.
First, they suspended me for 12 hours,
mm-hmm.
and then I had to delete what they thought was a terrible, you know, tweet, what an awful tweet. I'll tell you about it in a second. Mm-hmm. I deleted it because there's no choice. You have to do it or they won't let you back on again.
Mm-hmm.
So I deleted it, and then I thought, okay, once you delete it, they say, okay, now you're back on again in 9 hours, say. You know, now you got 9 hours left
mm-hmm.
in Twitter prison. And no sooner I deleted, they said, we've now found a second tweet that we find offensive and misleading. And so you got to delete that one. So I deleted it. Who cares? I deleted it because I'm on Parler, and I've got just as many fans on Parler.
I know you are.
So I thought, no big deal. I deleted the second one. Now it says you have 7 days in Twitter prison. 7 days. First it was 12 hours. Then it was down to 9 hours. Now it's 7 days. I cannot put out a tweet for 7 days. What were my offending tweets? That were they, let's go in the streets and kill people? No. Were they, let's assassinate people, like they say about Trump, all day long, liberals, and Twitter does nothing? No. You know what they were? They were, oh, my God, I really believe we're all headed for a lockdown again. They're mm-hmm. going to lock down the country, and our crazy liberal Democrat governor of Nevada is going to lock down Las Vegas in the next 2 weeks. And lockdowns don't work. It's a proven fact. They bankrupt people. They put restaurants out of business. They put bars out of business.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to destroy small business. But they don't stop a single person from getting COVID. Look at all the states that locked down,
mm-hmm.
and they're all locking down again because the first lockdown didn't work, and everybody's getting COVID again.
Mm-hmm.
That was my tweet that caused them to say misleading health advice about COVID. You're not allowed to now say, I disagree with lockdowns, and studies prove lockdowns do not work anywhere in the world. You're not allowed to say that. So you now see the fix is in. We're all going to be locked down. They're going to lock us down. They're going to close our businesses.
Uh-huh.
And by the way, it's not a coincidence. It's happening in the middle of us basically saying you stole the election and we're going to come in the streets and we're going to fight you. And guess mm-hmm. what? They want to lock us in their houses and make us scared and
yeah.
make us believe we're all going to die.
That's
enough to get you off of Twitter. That's
there's
amazing.
Two states where it's not going to happen. Number one, the governor of Mississippi came out and said, no way, Jose, not going to happen. And number two, a while back, our governor, Ron DeSantis,
yeah.
says it's not going to happen. And it's not. Florida will not do it again.
Yeah, well, Nevada is doing it, and Las Vegas is going to be destroyed.
The That's a shame.
We'll never recover from this. Never. You know, the first time, 200,000 people lost their jobs, and about 100,000 got their job back, and another 100,000 will never get their job back. The second time, the 100,000 that are left, you're lucky if 50 of them get their job back. This is a destruction of America,
mm-hmm.
a destruction of Las Vegas. The Strip will never be the same. I'm sick to my stomach, and how is it going to cripple your business and mine? You know, all over the country, there are companies that can no longer advertise on conservative talk radio if there aren't any customers.
Mm-hmm.
And if the customers are broke, listen, this is a nightmare for anyone in business. They're trying to bankrupt all of us who make money and pay the taxes, and everybody else who votes Democrat doesn't care because they're felons, they're illegal aliens, they're getting welfare checks, they're getting food stamp checks. They don't worry about paying taxes, and they don't worry about making money. The government's paying for them. That's the reason for the lockdowns. Destroy capitalism and destroy all the people with the money. That's what's going on.
Well, I don't disagree with you at all, but again, I live in a state where it's not going to happen, so to you, I'll say, come on down.
Yeah, I understand. Well, my life is here now, and I've got the most dominant show in Las Vegas, Afternoon Drive Time, as well as national syndication around the country, and I can't just pick up roots and leave on 5 minutes' notice, but there's no question that Nevada's looking less and less appetizing to me at the moment. So we shall see. In the next few years, I may join you in Florida. You never know.
There you go. And, of course, you know, where the president's at over there in Mar-a-Lago. Now, Pennsylvania is a horse of a different color because yesterday a judge in Pennsylvania said that the Secretary of State had overstepped that person's authority by changing the election deadline. Now, it looks like as if this is setting things up, and when Justice Alito said we want to take all the votes that were cast that arrived after 8 p.m. on election night and put them off to the side, it looks like as if where they're headed with all that is those ballots are not going to count because that goes against the original rules and regulations passed by the state legislature.
Yeah, look, I've said from day one that the Supreme Court would absolutely throw out all the ballots after Election Day. They had no right to rewrite the law in Pennsylvania. No judge has a right to do that. And those would get thrown out. But I have major questions when I speak to lawyers about how many ballots that's actually affecting. In other words, Trump is down by about 50,000 ballots in Pennsylvania, 55,000, I believe, as of right now. So if he's down 55, are there 60,000 ballots that this throws out? If there are, he wins Pennsylvania. If there aren't, he doesn't win Pennsylvania. So that, you know, even if the Supreme Court rules in our favor, the question is how many ballots does that affect? You know, they came up with 1 million ballots to beat Trump, basically. You know, he was ahead by 700,000 plus, and the next thing you know, we're behind. So at least 750,000 ballots they came up with. How many of them came in postmarked after 8 o'clock election night? I have no idea, Captain. So that's the million-dollar question. Because if the court rules in our favor, and there's a lot of them, and it's over 55,000, we win. If there aren't, you don't win. So, you know, look, what's not right to me is I'm not saying you should award Trump the presidency, even though I believe he won it by a landslide, and I believe they cheated him. What should happen is a redo of the election. There should be a judge with the cojones to just say, my God, we got to redo Georgia, we got to redo Pennsylvania, we got to redo Arizona,
yep.
We got to redo Nevada, and we got to redo Michigan and Wisconsin. Yep. Something went wrong. It's a fact. Lots of factors went wrong. There was a lot of cheating, and we've got to redo them. And let's see when we redo it, let's see how it comes out. That's the way to handle this, but you and I both know no one's got the cojones to do that.
Well, I also know why. The Constitution does not allow to have another election. They allow to have votes disavowed and this, that, and the other, but it's left up to the states under the 10th Amendment. And we've had this discussion with our constitutional attorneys that have come on, and they would have to pass new legislation at the state level starting from scratch and amend the Constitution to be able to do that. But we need to have, and this is the other conversation we've had here at length, we need to have some sort of definitive one-size-fits-all rules and regulations for federal elections, no more of this 50 states, 50 different rules.
Right. Well, that, not only that, but here's the thing. I'm really, I love Trump. I wrote the book Trump Rules because I think he's one of the more brilliant men who's ever walked the face of the earth. And I think he's amazing and he's remarkable. But he's a human being, so he's flawed like the rest of us. And here's his flaw. He just never took care of voter ID in 4 years. And again, he'll tell you and his people will tell you, he can't. It's a state-by-state issue. But he should have passed an executive order, Captain, that said for federal elections only, I can't get involved in state or local, but for federal elections, the federal government will provide the security and make up the rules for federal elections and voter ID. You've got to present, same thing as Mexico, an identification issued by the government with a photo and a thumbprint. And let the Supreme Court decide. That's what I kept saying. You go ahead and issue the executive order, President Trump. Let the Supreme Court decide. You should also issue an executive order that says no ballot harvesting.
Mm-hmm.
And you, for federal elections, again, I think he has a right to, you could argue for federal elections, mm-hmm. he has a right to do what he wants to do. And, mm-hmm. and last but not least, he should have issued a federal ID, executive action that says English is the only language of voting. You can't vote in Spanish or any other language, only English. And let the Supreme Court decide mm-hmm. if he has a right to do that for federal elections. And last but not least, why did he not think of the fact the votes don't matter, two counts the votes matter? He should have had United States Marshals with freaking shotguns standing guard at all the centers where the votes are counted so no one could pull up a van in the middle of the night and bring 300,000 ballots out and defeat you in the middle of the night. Those are the things Trump should have done, and I think this could have been a very different election.
And in 28 states, they had something called the Dominion Voting System, which we yes. believe has deleted 2.7 million votes for Donald Trump, according to Kayleigh McEnany, what she had to say today.
And I have no doubt. I mean, that's what they deleted for Trump, and then they also believe that they switched 500,000 votes from Trump to Biden. So that's a million vote flip. And then the 2.7, you're talking about almost 5 million votes.
All right.
Unbelievable.
Well, Wayne, we're going to break, and I thank you very much for coming on the program. We appreciate it. We'll have you on again real soon. Trump Rules, the book, Trump Rules. All right. Take care, my friend.
God bless.
All right. Wayne Allen Root. And caller, hang on the line there. We'll get to you in a minute. Folks, I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. It's all about America here on this program.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Tropical Storm Eta is heading back out to the Atlantic Ocean after dropping several inches of rain on the Carolinas and Virginia and bringing severe flooding to North Carolina. At least seven deaths have been attributed to this storm, including three people who were caught up in floodwaters at a campground. Flooding has closed roads and washed out bridges, and dozens of people have had to be rescued as floodwaters quickly rose. With coronavirus cases spiking across the country, news that drug maker Pfizer is close to an effective vaccine has been a great relief. But what does that mean for the economy? Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell says, not much just yet. At a forum for the European Central Bank, he said it's too soon to know what effect a vaccine truly will have.
And from our standpoint, it's just too soon to assess with any confidence the implications of the news for the path of the economy, especially in the near term. And I would say with the virus now spreading, the next few months could be challenging.
This is USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least four times per day and inject insulin at least three times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Yes, indeedy. And this portion of the program brought to our friends at Geico Insurance. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O. And you can go to geico.com, the website, and put in your zip code and get a quote on the car or the truck that you're driving or even the motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV. And they'll also give you a quote on your homeowners and renters insurance, too. And you can do what I did. Bundle your homeowners with your motor vehicle, and you'll save a bunch of money. So, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.
geico.com. Geico is the place to go. See if they can save you money like they have me. I've been with them for 15 years, and they've done just that. All right, to the telephone lines we go. We've got Dan the Man, Lafayette, Indiana. Hey, Dan, I'm glad you called because I got a something I want to mention to you and see if you know about this. You ready?
Ready.
All right. The Democrats are actively going out there promoting the fact that they want people to move temporarily, establish a temporary residence in Georgia so that they can sign up and register to vote and vote en masse in this upcoming Senate election. Now, this is sounds like dirty pool. It's perfectly legal for them to do that. But I think if two can play at that game, then the Republicans should be doing the same thing.
But traditionally, that's Georgia.
Yep.
They got easy open elections.
Yep.
We've talked about the shift in demographics, especially in the South,
mm-hmm.
the past year and a half. So a million new people have moved in, basically suburban Atlanta.
Look at Alabama. Look at Birmingham.
Yeah, Birmingham, Hoover, mm-hmm. Mountain Brook, all that.
Yep.
They're kind of going the same way, but it's not quite as prevalent yet. But you'll see it in the next 4 or 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
So, we could move Republicans into Georgia, but, you know, Republicans just don't think that way.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of weird. The Democrats, I've always said, they act like a street gang, and Republicans act like choir boys that just got done with practice.
Mm-hmm.
That's too unsophisticated for Republicans.
Mm-hmm.
But what Wayne Allyn Root said about the Constitution and a one national federal election. You go the federal election route.
Mm-hmm.
I said this before. You're moving towards the left, what the left would want. Get rid of the Electoral College. Now we can run 50 states as one major election
mm-hmm.
instead of having 50 individual states and their quirky rules as one election. That's the last thing I would want was Congress making law state and local elections.
You have to bypass or do something about the 10th Amendment that gave all of that to the states, states' rights. It became their problem. You'd have to alter, change, amend the 10th Amendment, would you not?
Yeah, you would, but, you know, the Congress could get involved, and this is kind of a stretch. They could say for federal elections, no use of paper ballots.
Okay.
Federal elections, no use of U.S. Postal Service.
Mm-hmm.
They could do it all kinds of different ways. But what you're seeing in Georgia and Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, it's a disgrace. It's un-American. It's undemocratic, that's for sure. But, you know, Trump can play around. He can archive all this, issue all kinds of reports. But in the end, nothing's going to get done. He doesn't have enough time. If he had 2 more years on his term, yeah, he had plenty of time to investigate, indict, imprison, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, he's coming up to the 11th hour. You know, he's got, 8 weeks, and that's about it.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't see much else going. He's starting to look bad in a lot of Republicans' eyes, though I'm sympathetic what he's doing. You know, somebody's got to do it because Pennsylvania, well, we've talked about this before. Philadelphia is just corrupt.
It is.
Detroit is just corrupt.
It is.
And those two cities did more to sabotage Trump than anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, of course, with Atlanta, Stacey Abrams was running her voter harvesting operation out of there, not only just in Georgia, but around the country. And, she's gotten away with a lot of stuff. And and by the way, we also heard she's going to run for governor again in Georgia in 2 years.
Run all she wants.
No.
I think her star quit shining the night she got defeated. I don't really see her with a political career anywhere in Georgia. You know, she might be a good cabinet or a under cabinet selection for Biden, but that's about it.
Now,
I'm kind of just, go ahead.
I was going to say, now, when you said cabinet, that opens the door for me to throw out a whole bunch of names here. We're hearing Susan Rice's name's in the mix here, possibly for Secretary of State.
That doesn't surprise me. She's never held office. That would be perfect for her. I think she would, anybody that has to be confirmed by the Senate after they win the two Georgia races, they could play hell with Biden. Reject anybody that comes in front of them. But Rice doesn't surprise me for that. Some of the elected people, I think it's pie in the sky. There's one thing to be a legislator. There's another thing of being an administrator. And I don't know too many Democrats, including Biden and Harris, that you would call good managers or administrators. I don't think it's in their DNA. You know, Biden's always been a blowhard. And he's even more of one now than he was 30 years ago. And he only has half the brain he had 30 years ago.
Yeah, well, let me ask you a question. Is Biden going to last 4 years if he, in fact, becomes the president? Is he going to be there for 4 years?
No, and he's pretty much said as much. The most he said, he's already said he's a one-term president. So he knows he has weaknesses. He's not able to handle this. We'll see how he handles a year. I think in 1 year he'll fold. I just don't think he has the stomach and the stamina or really the length of life to carry it out. He's in bad shape.
Yeah.
Some days he looks better than others. You know, I think they prop him up a lot of times. But I don't think he's good. He might last one term, but I doubt it. I look for, you know, a year or two and he's
well,
gone.
I say 2 years at the max, and then in comes Kamala, and the reason for that is twofold. Number one, Kamala was the personal pick of the Obamas when she was going to run. Michelle came out and got behind her, and that was kind of funny because Barack, you know, you would have thought that they would have got behind Biden, but they didn't. They kind of kept quiet, but Michelle didn't, and she's going to be Obama 3.0. She's going to be the third term of Obama when she does get to be the president, and she'll probably have a chance if Biden gets in.
You know, history is pretty clear on one thing. You have too many presidents in a 10-year period. We're kind of back to the way we were in the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
It was just too many presidents. You had no consistent policies. You know, in the 70s, you had Nixon, Ford, and Carter.
Yeah.
Nobody could get economic policy down pat and let it take off for 5 or 6 years.
No, nope.
You were switching all the time. You know, I view, you know, he's an empty vessel, Biden is. He's more of a figurehead. Mm-hmm. Even if he lays down, you know, his economic policies that I've heard so far, I would definitely advise against. Don't strip out the tax bill of 2017. People are struggling right now. The scary part about this is, you know, he wants to raise taxes, and I think this is my own view. I think by March he'll shut down the nation. I just think that's
you mean like a lockdown?
A lockdown again.
Well, again, Florida, Mississippi, the governor of Mississippi yesterday said categorically it's not going to happen in his state, and we've already heard from our governor here in Florida it's not going to happen in Florida. So now what do you do?
Well, I think that's the difference between Trump and Biden. Trump was actually more of a Republican than people gave him credit for because he believed in federalism. Let the states handle it. You know, right now he's being criticized for he's not even commented on this surge of the virus the past couple of weeks. Well, why should he? We went through the same drill in March and April. You know, the states know what to do. Why should I be the mayor of the nation? I'm president of the United States. And I think that's what you're going to see. Mm-hmm. That's what you've seen with Trump. But I think easily Joe Biden could declare a national emergency and just impose it top down. And then the state of Mississippi or the state of Florida or state of Indiana, state of California, whoever, really can't do much about it.
Well,
I think the president could do that.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to do that because I think if he does that, you'll see people in the streets from both affiliations out there tearing things up. It will be both of them out there. All right, I got to let you go. We're coming up on the break, but thanks a lot for the call. Some very good points you tossed out there.
Okay, Captain, and I will talk to you next week.
All right, thank you very much. Dan DeMann, everybody, Lafayette, Indiana. And, of course, Dan has been in a couple of administrations along the way, so he knows of once he speaks. Meantime, here comes the music. We're going to do the Truckers Highway and Byway Report when we come back. Hour number two, Kyle Warren will be in for the whole hour, so we'll go with that. And in the meantime, don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, and we are coming right back with more
And we're going to tell you where Ada went, because it's still around, going up the eastern seaboard, enough to see you, might add. I'll be back.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio.
26 years I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, and it's Donna Fiducia, and we appreciate her doing that for us. She's up there in Carrollton, Georgia, just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia, and a big hoo-ah goes out there tonight. A big hoo-ah. There we go. Do it right that time. To everybody at Fort Benning, Georgia. Now, the Truckers Highway and Bible Report is always brought to you by our friends at the Pilot Travel Center and Flying J Truck Stops, the largest truck stops across the country. Stop by, find out why, and become a member of the Drivers Club there, too, because you'll get points for buying diesel, points for buying food, points for buying stuff in the travel store. So there you go, and you'll be able to find out what everybody else has found out, and that's your home away from home out there on the highway. Alrighty, here we go. Get ready. We're going to rock.
Calls the mama, I'm so hard to handle now, just around. Action speaks louder than words, and I'm a man of great experience. I know you got another man, but I can love you better than him. Take my hand, don't be afraid, I'm gonna prove every word I say. I'm advertising love for free, so you can play your ass. Calls her mama, I'm so hard to handle now, just around. Yeah, hard to handle now. Oh, baby. Baby, here I am, a man on your scene. I can give you what you want, but you got to come home with me. I've got some good old loving, and I got some more in store. When I get to throwing on you, you gotta come running back. Calls her mama, I'm sure all the handin' that is around. Hard.
That's right, the Black Crowes, and I'll tell you what, if that doesn't get you going out there, nothing will at this time of the morning, because they are just getting down on the sound. Alrighty, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J, and I hope that kept everybody awake for a few more miles. Now, I'm going to read what's going on, because out west we got a mess, but we also got one going up the East Coast. Now, the center of Tropical Storm Etta is now passing just offshore the coast of South and North Carolina through Friday morning. Widespread minor to moderate and scattered major flooding is occurring in the wake of Etta. A series of storm systems will once again continue to impact the western part of the U.S. There's another big system coming in all the way from Washington State on down to Northern California. So that's going to affect everybody out there for the weekend. It'll go into next week with damaging high winds, heavy coastal rain, and heavy mountain snow again. Now, I'll start out west. Washington State, all the mountains, all the mountain passes, winter storm warning. Oregon, going up into the Cascades, going up over the top of Cabbage, all that area, winter storm warnings. Windy along the coastline. California, in the mountains, winter storm warnings and winter weather advisories. Now, going back up into Idaho, Coeur d'Alene, I-90, coming out of Snoqualmie, going all the way over to Montana.
You're going to be in a winter storm warning through there. You're going to have winter weather going up over the top of 4th of July. That will eventually change because that storm is coming to the east. Winds out in front of it over towards the central part of Montana. That goes on down I-15 down into Wyoming. And we've got wind. We've got snow there. Utah, mountains of Utah, especially north to Salt Lake and northeast to Salt Lake, snow, winter storm warning, winter weather advisory. A lot of wind in Colorado tonight. That's going to change soon because the snow is going to be coming your way over the next 24 hours or so. New Mexico, higher elevations, wind down there. That will change soon because you'll also be having winter weather down that way. Now, over in the panhandle of Texas, you got some winds there. Amarillo over to the east. Over in the eastern part of Oklahoma tonight, we have a freeze warning all the way up to the Missouri line and Joplin and I-40 all the way over into Arkansas around Fort Smith and Fayetteville. Now, we do have tonight some fog and lots of it in Mississippi, the central part of Mississippi, I-20 pretty much all the way across the state from west to east to the Georgia line and going up and down Alabama north of Birmingham. There's fog through Birmingham. I-85 coming up that away, going towards Atlanta. Fog almost all the way across Alabama. Fog up 65 northbound as well, up into Tennessee. Now, rain in North Carolina, parts of South Carolina along the coast. Rain further inland, North Carolina, also in Virginia. Looks like as if Washington, D.C. area. George, if you're listening to me, the Godfather, you're headed up into some rain. I told you it was going to rain up there. That may change over tomorrow because the weather that's up there, Etta, is moving off into the sea and it's going to start to move away from the U.S., so that's a good thing there as far as what we got going on right now. But the weather is definitely for the big march they've got going on there for the president in Washington, D.C. It's going to be interesting. Now, let me back up and go over towards Wisconsin because I kind of forgot about them. There's going to be some windy conditions and unsettled weather conditions about halfway across Wisconsin towards Lake Michigan. That could resolve in something, don't know. But again, with all this weather coming from the west moving to the east, it's going to get very interesting for the next 24 to 72 hours in all the mountains out west. I mean, everywhere you're going to be inundated with snow. And, of course, the lower elevations, you'll have rain out there. But it's that time of the year, so none of that should surprise you. Now, the other thing is, with what we were talking about in the last hour with Wayne Allen Root as well as with Dan the Man, Kyle Warren is going to chime in here in the next hour, and you're going to hear him talking about what we think we're going to be looking at because we found out from the Texas Attorney General yesterday that the system's reputation for the Dominion voting systems was turned down three times in Texas because of the preliminary results that they had there. Three times Texas tested it, and it didn't work, and they had problem after problem after problem. Now, is that enough to overturn an election? No. Is it enough to toss out votes? Sure. Did it toss out some 2.7 million votes for the president? Maybe. Maybe. But you can make a statement like that all day long, but you have to be able to prove it. And if they can't prove it with solid evidence, then guess what? There's not a court on the face of the planet Earth that's going to do anything about it. It's just that simple. Not a court on planet Earth is going to do anything about it without some solid evidence. Let's hope that they got some of that from some of the states. Now, again, Texas, three times they did tests with the Dominion voting system, and three times it failed miserably. Texas did not use the system. They didn't. 28 states did. So, again, we'll see what happens with everything that's going on. Now, don't forget, when you're out on the highway and byway, to check out the Pilot and the Flying J.
prices of fuel is always competitive there at those facilities. Plus, you know, if you get the fuel card they've got there, you'll also get a discount on fuel. A lot of owner-operators do that, and a lot of companies do that to help out their owner-operators to where you get a savings. The more you buy, the cheaper it is, the bigger the discount. And that used to be pretty good. I know when I was out there on the road and had my trucks out there, I was involved in all that. So that's something else they do. But here comes Lowrider. And we'll be back with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, right after the top of the hour news. Don't go anywhere. Kathy's going to give you the phone number. Here we go.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.